This week on Midwest Week, Iowa wrestles with the issue of traffic cameras. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Jeff Ignatius, managing editor of the River Cities Reader. Recently, Jeff wrote an article in the River Cities Reader entitled Putting the Brakes on Traffic Cameras, and what got you interested in that, Jeff?
Well, last year, the Iowa Department of Transportation drafted some rules and created some rules for automated traffic cameras on state highways and federal highways. And earlier this year, it began doing some evaluations of them. And what it did was it took about a third of the cameras and ordered them turned off. And the cities that had those traffic cameras appealed them for the most part, and those appeals were denied. And now there's a lawsuit suing the Department of Transportation over the rules it adopted. So it was a culmination of the enforcement of the rules starting and how cities reacted to orders to turn the cameras off.
Was Davenport the first in Iowa to do this?
Yes, in 2004.
Always have to remember there's two kinds, right? There's red light and speeding cameras?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And red light cameras were the first to be adopted, and speed cameras were generally adopted later. And mm-hmm. sometimes they're used in conjunction with each other. So at an intersection, there might be a red light camera and a speed camera. Both, and either of those violations could get you a ticket.
And it's not just Davenport now. Davenport was the first, but there are some others as well. Muscatine, I think. And
correct. Muscatine is one of the cities that is suing the state presently for in order to remove cameras.
Okay. So how exactly do they work? When you say there's a red light camera, what is it looking for and how does it work?
Well, once the signal is red, it takes picture of a car if it's in the intersection. And if it's gone into the intersection after the signal turned red. So if it's you're in the middle of the intersection and it turns red, you're okay. But mm-hmm. if the signal's red and you move into the intersection, it'll take a picture of the camera and its license plate, and the person to whom that vehicle is registered will get a ticket.
Okay, and speed camera is similar to that. You know, if you go by
yes.
a location at a certain speed or something like that.
Correct. In Davenport's, for example, there's some leeway. So if the speed limit's 35, you might not get a ticket unless you're going 46. If you're going 43, you're okay. So it's not a strict enforcement of the speed limit.
So if I get a ticket from one of these cameras, either red light or speeding, does it show up on my driving record?
No, it's the same as a parking ticket. Mm-hmm. It's a very clever way around the problem of having officers at the scene, basically, by treating it no different from a non-moving violation. Basically, they eliminate all sorts of barriers to enforcement. So it doesn't show up in your driving record, and you can get 1,000 of them, and if you pay them, the city doesn't care.
Okay. But isn't also part of the difference, since they, in a sense, they don't really know who is driving, they only know who owns the car, so they can't really stick it to your driving record just because it was your car?
Absolutely. And that is actually some gray area in that with the Iowa Supreme Court, which has had two cases on these traffic cameras. Mm-hmm. There's the question of if you appeal a violation done by a speed or red light camera and you assert that you were not driving, there are still due process questions about how the city handles that and whether you can be ticketed if you weren't actually driving or you claim you weren't actually driving. But if you don't dispute that you were driving, or you know, it's basically perfectly legal according to the Iowa Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Now, with these cameras for red lights and speeding, have they resulted in safer intersections?
They can and they can't. it depends. There have been a fair number of studies of red light cameras and some speed cameras. And I think a blanket conclusion would be when properly deployed, they can result in increased safety. And when the Iowa Department of Transportation crafted its rules and enforced them, that's the primary thing it's looking at. Mm-hmm. An interesting case in Davenport was at Kimberly and Elmore, where broadside crashes, you know, the crashes where it would appear that somebody ran a red light, have decreased significantly. But overall crashes at the intersection have increased. And in the Iowa Department of Transportation's view, even if those crashes aren't related to running of red lights, they suggest that the intersection is less safe because of the traffic cameras. So that's a camera they ordered removed, and Davenport was the only city that didn't appeal that ruling.
Can the state order all traffic cameras taken down or just some of them?
Under these rules?
Mm-hmm.
Under these rules, it only has jurisdiction over state and federal highways. So
okay.
If you've got a local road, you can put up a somebody from the Department of Transportation told me, said, you can put a camera on every block. We can't do anything about it.
Okay, so it's just the state highways, and since Kimberley Road is technically a state highway, that's why that...
Correct.
Okay. Why did the state decide to crack down on red light and speeding cameras?
First thing was that the General Assembly has done nothing on speed and traffic cameras. And the second thing is that the Iowa Supreme Court to date has also upheld their legality in the absence of legislation from the state. So there's basically this void. It's the Wild West out there. You could have, before these rules, put traffic cameras and speed cameras anywhere you wanted, and they wouldn't do anything about it. So they wanted to develop these rules because the legislature would not, basically.
Do we have any indication or any hint as to why the Iowa legislature has not taken up the issue of the traffic cameras?
Well, traffic cameras, people fall into, or politicians and people fall into three categories. Some people hate them entirely and think they should be banned. Some people think they should be allowed to, cities should be able to do whatever they want. And some people think there should be some reasonable guidelines. So you, instead of dealing with a majority, you're dealing with three different factions. And the Iowa legislature has also been... divided in terms of the political parties, with Democrats controlling the Senate and Republicans the House, and I think that has a role also.
Okay. And how do Iowa's rules, or lack thereof, compare to other states? I mean, are other states doing the same thing or not?
Iowa is very permissive. Mm-hmm. There are a number of states that ban traffic cameras entirely. Illinois, for example, allows for red light cameras by local ordinance, but doesn't allow for speed cameras except in construction zones. A lot of states allow them in school zones. But Iowa is definitely on the permissive end of things.
Isn't this a question, Jeff, it always gets to me about the sort of the aiming toward the Big Brother society, but we agree that, you know, being able to track cell phones helps law enforcement and helps find lost kids, that having traffic cameras can make intersections and traffic safer?
Well, there's an even larger issue is that traffic cameras have become reliable revenue streams mm-hmm. for cities. Mm-hmm. And in the absence of any sorts of rules or regulation of them, people get pretty rankled about that. They don't like getting tickets when it's basically just a cash cow for cities. And so what the Department of Transportation has done, and what the state legislature really ought to do, is craft regulations that ensure that safety is the top priority mm-hmm. and not revenue. I think sometimes people think that law enforcement deserves tools that are invade privacy. I don't know many people who like traffic cameras outside of people who work for city government and police departments. So.
Or people that have been broadsided at Elmore and Kimberley.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So if there was some sort of rule that maybe lessened the revenue incentive and in some way or other promoted safety, that might be more acceptable?
Well, cities get get a good deal with traffic cameras. There's a vendor that comes in and pays for the cameras, puts them in, monitors them, sends the results to the police department, and the city gets a cut of the revenue. It's basically free money. So when you have that sort of crass incentive to implement them, it's really important to have some control or check on that to make sure that in cases where they're employed, safety is actually improving. That way you can at least justify the money that's coming out of people's pockets to pay the tickets.